Iran on the P5 plus one are set to meet again in Moscow later this month. The Western side is ignoring Iran's request for preparatory talks to set the agenda ahead of the Moscow meeting. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili has written a letter to the EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton about the issue. Jalili has warned that the P5 plus one foot dragging on holding a preparatory meeting raises doubts about its determination to have successful talks in Moscow. The preparatory meeting was agreed in previous negotiations to set the agenda of the main meeting. Jalili's deputy, Ali Bagheri, sent two letters to Ashton's deputy, Helga Schmidt, in May and June regarding the preparatory meeting. Bagheri says the response he received fails to address the agenda-setting talks. Let's talk about this with Mohammad Morandi. He's a professor at the University of Tehran, and he joins us from Beirut. Professor, despite Tehran's readiness, Deputy EU Foreign Policy Chief has not voiced a readiness for the talks with the Iranian counterpart. This means what it signifies that there is no agenda for the next round of talks due in Moscow. What do you make of the situation? Does this mean that the P5 plus one group is not respecting the agreements they made with Tehran during the talks in Baghdad?
Well, I think what has been suspected by some from the very beginning is probably true, and that is that the 5+1, at least the Western countries within the 5+1, really aren't serious about resolving the nuclear issue. On the one hand, the Iranians have said from the very start that as long as Iran's rights within the framework of the NPT are recognized, Iran is quite willing to move forward and to be more open to resolve any remaining issues that exist. And from the very start, the Iranians have said that it is not our side that is dragging its feet. I think now we do see clearly that it is the Western regimes within the framework of the 5+1, meaning the British, the French, the Germans, and the Americans, who are dragging their feet. And they are unwilling to move forward to make progress, because this meeting of experts is necessary in order to establish a framework for the talks in Moscow to succeed.
Can you tell us if there is unanimity in terms of these the P5 plus one countries, the member countries amongst themselves, when it comes to the Iranian issue in terms of a civilian nuclear file at a minimum?
No, I don't think there's any unity among the 5+1. The Russians and the Chinese, as we've seen just today, have a very different stance on the issue than Western powers. And Western powers obviously are very much influenced by the Israeli regime and its demands upon them. But we have to keep in mind that at the end of the day, Western countries are also hostile towards Russia and China themselves. And the fact that the talks are being held in Russia, I think, is also another incentive for Western countries to impede progress. I don't think they would want someone like Putin to get any credit for success in the talks. But I think that in any case, that the problem is much wider. Western countries are in the midst of a huge economic crisis, both in Europe and the United States. The situation is getting worse by the day, and they really don't know what to do, because they have pressure coming from the Israeli regime, the Zionist regime, on the one hand. And on the other hand, they do not want to escalate tension with Iran, because it will increase the price of oil and make their economic crisis much worse. So they see that Iran is in a position of strength, they are in a position of weakness, and therefore they really don't know what to do.
And there's been this accusation that Iran is trying to buy time, when it's been also then analyzed that it's not Iran that's trying to buy time, it is actually the West, the P5 plus one countries, in particular the U.S., that is buying time. Can you elaborate on that? Do you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I mean, that's something that the Western media repeats, and they basically are in towing the line of Western governments. They've consistently said over the past few years that Iran is trying to buy time. But when you look at at what's going on right now, after this talks in Istanbul, we saw that in Baghdad, Western countries failed to produce anything new, and now they fail to show up for, or to at least begin consultations for serious talks between experts before the talks in Moscow. The fact that they're not moving forward on this, despite the fact that they agreed with Iran on this, shows that they are buying time or they are stalling. And it seems that this is basically because there is no consensus within the 5+1 between the Russians and the Chinese and the others. And also because, as I said, Western countries are in serious trouble. They know they have a weak hand, and they really are unwilling to face the reality that Iran is strong and that it will continue to move forward with its peaceful nuclear program.
Pleasure talking to you. Professor Mohammad Marandi there from the University of Tehran, talking to us from Beirut. Thank you very much.